بسم الله والابن والروح القدس الله الواحد امين. How sweet is to speak about the saints of the church and the perfume which we have put on the bodies tonight does mean that we honor them and that their lives actually spread it away all over the world and all over the generations, from St. John the Baptist until Pope Kyrillus, the newest saint that was canonized by the Coptic Church. And before we speak about a little bit about Pope Kyrillus the Sixth, that my weakness was very honored and proud to live with him and to serve after him and behind him, either in Alexandria or in the monastery of Marimina. Before that, I want to explain why do we put the spices and perfumes on the feast of the saints or the martyrs in our church. ليه احنا بنحط الحنوط والاطياب على اجساد القديسين والشهداء في اعيادهم؟ الحقيقه ان الحنوط دي عباره عن خلطه جميله جدا من مواد العطاره، فيها انواع كثيره جدا من العطاره مخلوطه ببعضها، زي جوزة الطيب، زي القرفة، ومواد كثيرة جدا، وتوضع معها أو يصب عليها الأطياب العطرة الجميلة الرائحة، وتخلط خليط جميل جدا للآخر، وبعدين توضع على الأنبوبة اللي فيها رفات أو جسد أو ما بقى من جسد الشهيد جوه الأنبوب. These spices are actually consist of a very big number of different spices, and we put perfumes on them. Why? It was from the very beginning. They used to have that even from the old ages. And no wonder that the women went to the tomb of the Lord very early in the morning of Sunday to put spices and perfumes on his body. What they found him already has risen from the dead. And you know what? What happened? The disciples decided to put these spices and perfumes together and mix them in a certain prayer during the Holy Week to make what is called Mairun. And the Mairun is the holy chrism that we anoint the baptized child or the baptized person after the baptism in 36 crosses on all the joints of his body, from his head until his feet. And through this Mairun anointment, he is confirmed with the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Spirit is confirmed in his body. And this is what we call the sacrament of confirmation. الأطياب والحنود دي أصبحت من ساعة قيامة المسيح من الأموات لما النسوة أخذوا الحنوط والأطياب يحطوها على جسد المسيح. طبعاً هم كفنوه يوم الجمعة وحطوا أطياب وحنوط على الجسد، علامة على أن هذا الجسد سيعيش forever، حتى ولو تحلل هيجي في يوم من الأيام الروح وتلبس هذا الجسد ليعيش الإنسان حياة أبدية. وطبعا احنا عارفين ان قدباء المصريين كانوا بارعين جدا جدا في التحنيط، ولغاية النهاردة مش قادرين يوصلوا الى الأسرار الخطيرة اللي كان قدماء المصريين بيتبعوها علشان تحفظ الجسد بلا فساد فيما يسمى الموميا. The old Egyptians were very clever and smart in putting these spices and perfumes on the bodies to keep all the bodies in the mummies. And you, when you visit any museum all over the world and you see any Egyptian mummies, you will find that the body is as it is because of this perfumes. But after the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, it became completely with another meaning. It means the continuity of life after death. It means the eternity of us for the body, and not only the spirit, but the body and the spirit. And this body will rise again when our Lord Jesus Christ comes in the second coming to judge the world in righteousness and give each one according to his deeds. That's why we have what we call الحنوط والأطياب, spices and perfumes, and put them on the bodies of the martyrs and the saints. And the rest of this, we take it as a blessing to our houses. We put them in our person, in our houses, as a blessing from the body of the saint or the martyr. كلام شوان الباب كرولوس لأن الكلام لذيذ وحلو عن هذا الإنسان. واللذيذ فيه أنه أنت ممكن تقرأ عن سير القديسين من القرن الأول لحد القرن التسعتاشر والأوائل من القرن العشرين، لكن أنك تعيش مع قديس وتشوفه إزاي عاش الإنجيل دي لها طعم تاني. وجمال الكنيسة في كل مكان، مش الكنيسة القبطية بس، في كل مكان جمال المسيحية إنها بتطلع شهداء وقديسين في كل عصر. لسه سمع عن قديسة شهيدة في العراق في أوائل القرن الواحد وعشرين، قديسة عظيمة جدا، ونقلوا جسدها لأحد الأديرة في مصر. ولسه سمعين عن الشهداء الرهبات اللي اتقتلوا في اليمن، ولسه سمعين عن الشهداء بتوع ليبيا اللي يدوب مر عليهم سنة وشهر. So we are delighted in this time to live in the generation that the church is providing to heavens more and more martyrs, and also is providing more and more saints. In March we have at least three saints. One of them is canonized, has been canonized by Pope Tawadros II at the Holy Synod 2 years ago or more, Pope Kirill VI. He's the newest one. But I am sure that the time will come when they canonize also Abuna Bishoy Kamel. And when they canonized also Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim El Kibir, the priest of Shobra. So we are delighted to live in this generation. However, if we lived with these people, or we are still reading about them now, we have to follow their steps. We have to follow them, not only to be proud of them, but also to follow their steps that led them to the saintly level to become now in the paradise of joy, praising the Lord with the heavenly hosts and chanting the victorious hymn day and night, because they don't have day or night, they are above time now. Pope Kyrillos, from his childhood, loved the ascetic life. He was very simple child, very ascetic, performed many and hard fastings from his childhood. However, the fasting itself alone is not enough. One of the fathers said, when you fast, you are like a piece of charcoal fired with fire. Okay? Like what the deacon offers when he carries the censer to the priest. It must have the hot charcoal. But the hot charcoal without the incense does not give the aroma, the good smell. What is the incense? Prayer. So if we are fasting without praying, then we are like the charcoal, hot charcoal, but without incense, without frank incense, without acceptable prayers, without continuous relationship with God, not only to burn my body, but also to be delighted to speak to my beloved God and also enjoy the time of praying and speaking to the Holy of Holies. And this is what Sayyidina Pope Kyrillos used to have. He almost did not skip a day from his patriarch enthronement, but also from the day of his priesthood, after he was ordained a priest, until the end of his life, he almost did not skip a day without celebrating the Holy Liturgy, unless he was extremely sick or extremely busy or forbidden from the doctors to pray the liturgy. Means that he recognized the importance and the essentiality of the altar. And the relationship between Pope Kyrillos and the altar was very close. He loved the altar. Not only in the liturgies, early in the morning, preceded by the midnight praise, but also every night in the vespers. كل يوم. تذكر يا أحبائي إن إحنا كنا في اسكندرية لا نستطيع إن إحنا نتخلف يوم عن العشيات اللي كان يعملها البابا كيرلس. كل ليلة مهما كان عندنا امتحانات، عندنا مشغوليات، ما فيش، لازم كل ليلة نحضر العشية. والعجيب أن العشية معظم الأوقات ما كانش فيها وعظ. بابا كيرلس ما كانش يوعظ. ناس النهاردة بتقعد تعمل كواليفيكيشن لأبونا ده وسيدنا ده، وعزته طويلة وعزته قصيرة وعزته مش عارف إيه أصل إيه. لا، بابا كيرلس ما كانش يوعظ. لكن حياته كانت وعظة، صفاته كانت وعظة، حبه للكنيسة كان وعظة، وقفته قدام الهيكل كان وعظة صامتة. كيف يحترم الإنسان الوجود أمام الله، وكيف يوقر الإنسان المذبح اللي بيقدم عليه جسد المسيح ودمه. يقدر كان شماس، شماس يتحرك في الهيكل والبابا كرونس جوه، يقدر لا يتجسر، لا يتجسر شماس انه يتحرك. وكان طيب جدا وواضع جدا وحبوب جدا، حب الاطفال، ولكن احترام الهيكل another story. Pope Kyrillus loved the altar very much and honored the altar. He did not use to give sermons. He did not use to preach, but his life was a preach, continuous preaching. He's standing before the altar every day and night, forced everyone to honor the heikel, to honor the altar, to recognize that we are in heavens, not in the church. We are in heavens. And I was asking myself sometimes, if just one person, and this person is a man like us, a human being, gives us this great honorship and great respect and fairness, not fairness of slaves, but fairness of children to the altar, how come the hosts of angels who surround us and the spirits of the saints who attend with us the liturgy every day? Did you ask yourself that the spirits, how the spirits of the saints and martyrs attend many times the liturgies? Did you ask yourself that? Did you know that many of the saints saw by eyes the angel of the altar? Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim did that. Abuna Mikhail Ibrahim saw that many times on the altar. So the angel, the guardian of the sacrifice on the altar. So Pope Kyrillus VI, his life was ascetic life and life of prayer. And of course, when you have this life, you must have a wisdom, not intelligence, not smartness. There are many people whose IQ is very high, but not wise. Wisdom is another story. Wisdom is not smartness. You can be very clever, but you need to be wise. How? Take the wisdom of God is the Son of God. The wisdom of God is the Holy Spirit. The wisdom of God is God Himself when He guides you through the Holy Spirit, which dwells in you and fills your heart all time. If we speak about Pope Kyrillus, the miracle performer, or if we speak about Pope Kyrillus, about the tribulations and sufferings that he bore from outside and from inside the church, if we speak about the life of his Pope, His Holiness Pope Kyrillus, towards the governments, the President Gamal Abdel Nasser, and the people who hate him and who fought against him. Do you know, one day, unfortunately, in his life, one day they hired or brought a weak monk. And he wrote a letter by false in the name of His Holiness Pope Kyrillus after 1967 catastrophe. Fakrin Harb 67, of course, Israel Taman conquered Egypt to Syria and invaded many parts of the land. And in this letter, this monk wrote a congratulation letter to Israel president in the name of Pope Kyrillus the VI. And they were tried to put an enmity and great problem, not only between Pope Kyrillus and President Gamal Abdel Nasser, but between the church and the government, to start a persecution and difficulty. But the Lord, marvelously, He uncovered this bad trial by the intelligence Egyptians at that time. So this is one of the problems that His Holiness Pope Kyrillus faced in his life. But also, don't forget that he always was refuging to the altar, knowing the power of the altar, recognizing the power of the Holy Spirit when he asks from all his heart to help him. We are very proud tonight to celebrate the feast, the second feast of His Holiness Pope Kyrillus after his canonization, recognition through the church. And as we ask his intercession and prayers for us, we want not only to ask his intercession, but look at his life and try to live the same life. Try. It's not difficult, not impossible. Today is the second day of the Holy Great Lent this year. We are still in the beginning. Mix your fast with prayers, with readings. Be attached to the altar. But when you come to the altar, be prepared, because you are in the heavens. Here you are in the Ark of Noah. Outside is the water of death surrounding us. So the only refuge is this holy place. This is a heaven. When you come here, consider yourself in the heaven and live in this concept and try to concentrate on your prayers and mix your fasting, not only changing the food, but changing your life. Not concentrating on the body, but feeding more and more your spirit. May the Lord, through the intercession of His Holiness Pope Kyrillus the VI, the noisest saint in our church, may He bless us and look at every one of us now and give Him whatever He wants, not for the body, but for the spirit. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Amen. Alleluia. Duxeb.
Make us worthy to pray thankfully. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today the daily bread, forgive our trespasses, as we forgive to those who trespass against us. Lead us under temptation, but deliver evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord. Thy be the kingdom, the power, the glory.
حبت الله لا يبدو بتكل نعمة ابن الوحيد ربنا ورب خلصة المسيح شركة موهبة عطية روح قدس تكون مع جميع مخددون فيكم امضوا بسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم أمين ناخد براءة